do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Today, the name of our lesson is to tell or not to tell. And the idea is that if someone cheats on a test, should you tell the teacher or keep it to yourself? Well, I'm sure this is something that many of you have thought about before. Well, how would you feel if someone cheated on a test? Carolyn, how would you feel about this?
Well, I would be pretty upset because I would have spent so much time preparing, studying for the test, getting ready for it, and then someone else just cheats and maybe even makes a better grade than me after I worked so hard. And if someone cheats in a class, it might result in the teacher enforcing stricter rules on the whole class. So it's really not fair to anyone.
I agree with you there, Carolyn. It's not fair to anyone. In my mind, it's kind of like stealing. If someone steals something of mine, that's kind of how I feel about someone cheating on the same test that I'm taking. Well, how do you feel about this? How would you feel if someone cheated on a test? Well, let's get started with our lesson today, to tell or not to tell.
To tell or not to tell. Should you keep cheating a secret or tell a teacher? Angela and Nick just finished a history test. They stop outside the classroom to talk.
That was such a difficult test. It's a good thing I studied so hard for it, or I probably would have failed.
Me too. You go on ahead. I need to talk to Mr. Brown about something.
Oh? What about?
I saw a guy peering at a piece of paper under his desk during the test.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was a cheat sheet.
And you're going to tell the teacher? Why? He probably had a really busy week and didn't have time to study.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. If you see someone else cheat, is it okay to keep it a secret? In this month's Point of View article, we join Angela and Nick as they discuss whether they should tell the teacher about a cheater. Before we start, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Peer. Peer is a verb. The girl peered in the window of the dark, empty house. Cheat sheet. Cheat sheet is a noun. Students are not allowed to use a cheat sheet during the exam. Justify. Justify is a verb. The thief tried to justify his actions, but the police refused to let him go. Authority. Authority is a noun. The employee doesn't have the authority to make any decisions at the company. Your more information words are take matters into your own hands. Take matters into your own hands is an idiom. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, Nick and Angela do not seem to be agreeing on what to do in this tricky situation. We see at the very beginning, should you keep cheating a secret or tell a teacher? This offers a very interesting question, Gabe, because even though you see someone cheating, it's not always easy to tell someone about it.
Well, exactly. Of course, you see someone doing something wrong. It's not easy to go and tell that person what they did wrong. And of course, you feel even worse about telling someone else that they did something wrong. So, of course, it's not an easy decision. It's not something that you can do very easily. But should you keep it a secret or should you tell? It's a good question. Well, what other things can you keep a secret in life? You might keep your age a secret. Sometimes people don't like to reveal their age. What about your salary? You might want to keep your salary a secret as well. Or you can tell your friend to keep your secret and don't tell anybody else.
That's right. So there are many different kinds of secrets that can be kept. And here we have two friends that are wondering what to do about cheating. Do you keep that a secret or not? We read, Angela and Nick just finished a history test. They stop outside the classroom to talk. So these two classmates have just finished a very difficult test in their history class, and now they're taking a moment to just chat afterward.
And that's what we're doing right now, of course. We're having a fun little chat here. Well, hey, Carolyn, I think you should be Angela today, and I'll be Nick.
Well, that makes sense, Gabe. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yes, well, that means I start?
Yeah.
Yes. That was such a difficult test. It's a good thing I studied so hard for it, or I probably would have failed.
You know what? I understand the way Angela feels right now. Do you ever feel that way? You study so hard for something, and it's a good thing, too, because maybe otherwise you would not get a good score. Well, what could help you to get a good score? Of course, studying is a good thing. Good study habits will help you to get a good score in class. And cramming. Sometimes people think that cramming can help too. What do you feel about that, Carolyn?
Well, cramming is a very interesting phenomenon where you try to get as much information as possible in such a short amount of time. And actually, I think Steve and Ken have something they want to share with us about cramming in the information cloud.
Most students in Asia know very well what cramming for an exam is like. And it's no fun.
The word cram means to pack something into a space very, very tightly. If you have a full suitcase, you can try to cram in one more pair of jeans. And so if you try to cram right before an exam, it means that you try to pack all the information into your head at the last minute.
And the last minute is often the night before the exam. So ill-prepared students often end up burning the midnight oil. This expression calls to mind images of a person sitting at a table working late into the night by the light of a candle or oil lamp, hence the word oil.
And if you burn the midnight oil all night, then you end up pulling an all-nighter.
I really like that word pull. It implies some sort of hardship. So if you burned the midnight oil until the sun comes up the next morning, then you'd have pulled an all-nighter.
Needless to say, cramming is not a good way to study because by the time you take the exam, your mind is no longer at its sharpest and you'll likely forget a lot of the things you tried to cram into your head.
So don't put off studying until the last minute, friends. Keep a consistent study schedule and get a good night's sleep before every exam.
今天的课文我们看到 Angela 跟 Nick 刚刚考完试， Angela 说还好她有很用功准备，显然她考得不错。 若是你平常没有读书，在考试前夕，也许就得要 cram，cram就是填塞。 用在读书就是以填鸭式的方法教学或恶补。有时候书读不完就要 burn the midnight oil， 燃烧午夜的油灯，指的就是开夜车、挑灯夜战。有时候晚睡还不够，甚至还要来一个 all nighter。 all night 是整晚，在后面加上 er all nighter 变成通宵 K 书或工作。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Okay, so now you know, of course, how important it is to have good study habits, to review on a regular basis, and not just cram the night before a test. All right, well, Nick continues here. He says, me too. You go on ahead. I need to talk to Mr. Brown about something. All right, so far we know that Nick and Angela have both studied really hard for this history test.
And Angela responds to him saying that he needs to talk to Mr. Brown. Oh, what about?
I saw a guy peering at a piece of paper under his desk during the test.
Great. Well, not great, but there is a great word in that sentence from our word bank. Peer. Now, to peer at something means that you look at it very closely. Maybe you're getting ready in the morning and you peer at yourself in the mirror. You want to make sure that your hair is just right.
Okay, so of course you would peer at yourself in the mirror. Or maybe you want to peer over the wall or peer over the fence to see what is on the other side. Or maybe you are peering out across a field or a lake. Okay, so you're looking intently at something. And of course, this guy, or Nick, saw this guy peering at a piece of paper under his desk.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was a cheat sheet.
Great. Again, well, again, not great, but a cheat sheet. Cheat sheet is a word from our word bank. And so that means that it's a piece of paper with answers on it or information that is related to the test. Now, sometimes teachers will allow cheat sheets to be used in their class if they meet certain guidelines. There are certain rules. I remember I took a math test and we were allowed to have one 3x5 card, and we could write whatever we wanted on it, front and back. But it was for a very big test, and you needed to write very small if you wanted to get all of the equations on there.
Carolyn, I like the way your teacher was thinking. Actually, I had similar teachers in high school, and they would also allow us to have a 3x5 card that we could write on. So sometimes cheat sheets or cheat cards are okay. But of course, if the teacher doesn't say you can have a cheat sheet, then the cheat sheet is not okay. And usually a cheat sheet is not okay. Okay, so of course, we know that. We know that it's not okay to cheat. And Nick is upset about this. He saw a guy looking at a cheat sheet.
And Angela responds, "And you're going to tell the teacher? Why? He probably had a really busy week and didn't have time to study."
Didn't have time to study. I don't know how I feel about that. Well, we can talk about that a little bit later. For now, let's learn something new with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 peer 这个动词。 peer是指凝视、盯着看或者是端详，因为它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词。例如 Nathan peered at his watch anxiously. Nathan 很紧张、很焦虑地看着他的手表，或者是 the old lady peered through her window trying to see who had rung the doorbell. 这位老太太从窗户仔细地看，试着要看出是谁按了门铃。继续我们看的是 cheat sheet 这个名词。Cheat 是指欺骗，但是在这里特别是指作弊。例如 Tony was caught cheating on his finals. Tony 期末考的时候被抓到作弊。课文中的 cheat sheet 是指作弊时用的小抄。 例如 the boy hid his cheat sheet in his shoe. 这个男孩把小抄藏在鞋子里，或者是 the teacher found a double-sided cheat sheet under the student's desk. 老师在这个学生的书桌下找到一张双面的小抄。
Well, what would you do if you know that someone in your class cheated on a test? Would you tell the teacher or would you keep it to yourself? That's what our friends Nick and Angela are talking about today. Nick saw someone peering at a cheat sheet under his desk during their history test, and he thinks he should tell their teacher, Mr. Brown. Angela doesn't feel the same way. She thinks maybe this guy just didn't have time to study. Well, we're going to continue this conversation now.
To tell or not to tell.
You and I were busy this week too, but we still made time to study. If someone else didn't, that doesn't justify cheating.
It seems to me that this is really none of our business. After all, his cheating doesn't affect our grades on the test.
Maybe not directly, but it will affect the class ranks. It's not fair to hard-working students if someone else gets a high rank by cheating.
True, but I really feel that we shouldn't take matters into our own hands. What if he wasn't cheating?
Well, I'm just going to report what I saw to someone in authority. The teacher can take care of it.
Nick and Angela both seem to have pretty strong opinions about what to do in this situation. Now, Angela just had her line saying that maybe the student didn't have time to study. So, Nick, it is your line now.
Yes, and Nick says, "You and I were busy this week, too, but we still made time to study." What do you think about that, Carolyn? Angela says that he didn't have time to study. Nick says that, well, of course, he could just make time to study.
Ah, I think that is a very good point, Gabe. And let's compare those two, to have time or to make time. Well, we all know that there are only 24 hours in a day, so it's difficult to have time to do everything. But if something is really important to you, then you will make time to get it done.
Exactly. And so that is the difference. Sometimes people say, I don't have time. Well, really, if something is important, then you can make time. Whether it's something fun or something serious like studying for a test, you can make time for things if you really want to do them most of the time. And of course, it's very important to study for a test. You should make time for that.
That's right. It is very important to make time for things that are worthwhile. So make time to spend with your family and make time to study and finish all of your work. Nick, I think you still have some more there to read.
Yes, of course. We still made time to study. If someone else didn't, that doesn't justify cheating. And I want to talk about this word, justify, from our word bank. If you justify something, that means you did something, and now you're giving a reason for it. Usually, maybe you did something you shouldn't have done, and now you have to give a reason for doing that thing.
Or if someone disagrees with something that you've done, then you need to be able to justify your actions to defend why you did something. So right now, it sounds like Nick is trying to justify why he wants to talk to their teacher.
And what kinds of things do you justify in life? Well, maybe sometimes you need to justify your behavior. Something you did seems kind of mean to somebody else. You need to justify why you did something. Or, I think of a phrase, the ends justifies the means. Sometimes people think that if it turns out okay in the end, it doesn't matter what you did to get that result. How do you feel about that, Carolyn?
Well, I would disagree with that. I think that the means, or the way you get something done, is very important. If you go about doing something in an unethical or a bad way, even if the end result is good, it's still not good.
Exactly. Okay, well, cheating, of course, I think we can all agree, cheating is not good. What can you do or say to justify cheating? Okay, Angela, it is your line.
Ah, yes, thank you. Angela says, "It seems to me that this is really none of our business."
Wait a minute. It seems to me like we should talk about that phrase. The first phrase there in that sentence, "it seems to me." Of course, this is a conversation, and this is a good phrase to know in a conversation, especially when maybe two people might disagree about something.
That's right. So Angela is stating that her opinion is different. She has a different point of view. And she says, "It seems to me that that is not quite right." So you might say, "It seems to me that you need to make more time to study."
It seems to me like maybe this guy needs to justify his actions in class. Okay, well, it seems to me like you need to continue.
Ah, yes, thank you. After all, his cheating doesn't affect our grades on the test.
Maybe not directly, but it will affect the class ranks. It's not fair to hard-working students if someone else gets a high rank by cheating.
True. But I really feel that we shouldn't take matters into our own hands.
Wait a minute. Taking matters into your own hands? That's also a good phrase to know. That means you decide to do something and not tell somebody else to take care of it.
That's right. And Angela makes another point. What if he wasn't cheating?
That is a good question. A very good question. And what does Nick say? Well, I'm just going to report what I saw to someone in authority. I think he's doing the right thing. Let's take a look at this word from our word bank, authority. If you have authority, that means you are in control or on top of other people.
That's right. So you have the control or the power in a situation. So at schools, the principal would have the most authority, but teachers also have authority in their classrooms. Let's see, Nick, would you like to finish your line?
Yes. The teacher can take care of it. Okay, so he's not going to take matters into his own hands. He'll let the teacher take care of it. All right, Mr. Brown, I'm sure we'll make the right decision. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Oh, I'm so glad that test is over.
Me too. I don't like tests.
Nobody does, especially history tests. There's too much to remember.
Yeah. You know, I saw something during the test.
What did you see?
I saw a guy peering at a paper under his desk.
During the test?
Yes, I think it was a cheat sheet.
A cheat sheet? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to tell the teacher.
You are? But maybe he was busy and didn't have time to study.
Well, that doesn't justify cheating. We were busy too, and we made time to study.
Yeah, but this is none of our business. It doesn't affect our grades.
But it could affect class ranks. It's not fair for hardworking students like us if someone gets a high rank by cheating.
True. But you shouldn't take matters into your own hands. What if he wasn't cheating?
Well, I'm just going to report what I saw. Then the teacher can take care of it.
Fine, whatever. But I have a different point of view.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 justify 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 just, J-U-S-T, 公正的、合理的这个形容词。所以动词 justify 是指证明某件事是合理的或者是为某件事情辩护。例如 ,Mark tried to justify his tardiness with all kinds of lame excuses. Mark 试着用各种很烂的理由来解释他的迟到。或者是 ,How can your department justify spending so much money on travel?你的部门要如何解释花这么多钱在旅游上这件事？最后我们看的是 take matters into your own hands 这个成语。Matter 是指事情，所以 take matters into your own hands 是指接手或亲自处理某件事。例如 ,when the police failed to find the killer, the victim's dad decided to take matters into his own hands. 当警方无法逮到凶手时，受害者的父亲决定要自己擒凶。Now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, at the end of our lesson here today, we talked about reporting things to people in authority. Nick just wants to let the teacher take care of things. Well, what other things should you report to someone in authority, Gabe?
That's a good question. The first thing I think about is maybe a bag or some kind of item that someone left in a public place. Especially these days, that could be dangerous in certain cities. And so you should report those things to someone in authority. Maybe tell a police officer or someone like that.
That is very good advice, Gabe. Well, we will continue learning from this conversation tomorrow, and we will see you then right here on Studio Classroom.
See you later.